From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. At least 8 people are dead after bombs tore through 2 luxury hotels in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, today. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
The near-simultaneous attack struck the Ritz-Carlton and JW Marriott hotels shortly before 8 this morning, local time. Jakarta's police chief told reporters today that the blasts were the work of suicide bombers and that at least one of them had checked in as a guest at the Marriott. Indonesian officials say many foreigners are among the dead and injured. Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono today vowed to apprehend those responsible but declined to say who he thought that was. The Marriott has been targeted before in 2003 in an attack blamed on the militant group Jamaah Islamiyah. JII was also behind the 2002 Bali bombings that killed more than 200 people. Indonesian security forces have severely weakened JII's militant wing in the past several years, but some high-profile militants are still at large, including bombmaker Nurdin Top. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.
A funeral is being held this hour for the Florida couple killed during a home invasion robbery more than a week ago near Pensacola. Melanie and Bird Billings are survived by 17 children, including 13 with special needs who were adopted by the couple. 8 people have been charged in the double murder. The Senate has approved legislation expanding the definition of hate crimes to include violent acts perpetrated on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability. The measure, which the House passed this spring, was added last night to a defense spending bill that's considered must-pass legislation. More from NPR's David Wellna.
The original hate crimes bill passed 4 decades ago covered violent acts against persons victimized due to their race, national origin, or religion. But some lawmakers have been trying to broaden hate crimes protections to include physical attacks on gays, transgendered people, and those with disabilities. 28 Senate Republicans voted to block the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act last night, while 5 joined all voting Democrats to move it forward. The legislation allows the federal government to intervene in hate crimes investigations and prosecutions when local or state authorities are unable or unwilling to do so on their own. It's still uncertain whether the bill will become law, since it's attached to defense legislation President Obama has threatened to veto because it authorizes funding he opposes for more F-22 fighter jets. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Congressional members are still trying to figure out how to pay for revamping the health care system, expected to cost roughly $1 trillion over 10 years. Early this morning, the House Ways and Means Committee voted to raise taxes on families making more than $350,000 a year as one way to pay for the massive initiative. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 11 points at 8,700. NASDAQ is down 7 at 1,878. This is NPR. Citigroup is the latest big bank to surprise Wall Street with an upswing in the second quarter. It posted a $3 billion profit instead of the heavy loss analysts had predicted. Citigroup is the 4th major bank to report strong results this week. Bank of America, another recipient of the government bailout, said earlier today that it had earned more than $2.4 billion in the second quarter. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase have also reported strong earnings. The Commerce Department says number of houses that broke ground and the number of permits issued for new homes jumped in June. Housing starts increased 3.6% from its levels in May. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The unexpected jump in building activity might indicate the housing sector is starting to recover. Despite high excess inventory, stricter credit standards, and lower home prices, builders saw fit to start resuming construction activity. The number of housing starts last month stood at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 582,000 units, more than analysts expected. The number of building permits, which forecasts future construction activity, increased 8.7% in June. Earlier this week, the National Association of Home Builders said its index measuring builder confidence was up for the month of July. New construction is still not near where it was last year. Housing starts are 46% below where they were in June 2008. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Space Shuttle Endeavour docks with the International Space Station today and brings with it a long-awaited package, the final piece of Japan's $1 billion research lab. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.